This is KERA News, and I'm Anne Bothwell. The Fine Arts Theater in Denton is a classic movie palace, yet it sits on the city square, mostly abandoned since a fire in 1982. In our weekly State of the Arts conversation, I sat down with Denton artist Martin Isles and Jason Reimer of Texas Theater in Dallas to talk about new plans to bring the theater back to life. The Fine Arts Theater has been closed since 1982, yet many people in Denton feel really connected to it, and they've, worried what would become of it. Martin Isles, what's so special about this place?
Well, I think anytime you have a building that's well over 80 years old, there's people that are going to have an attachment to it. If that building is an entertainment venue, and you have generations of people going in and experiencing and being entertained by movies, then there's going to be a special connection there. And to me, that's almost like a sacred space.
Jason?
Yeah, I think that's well said. And I think the only thing I would add to it is the rarity of those spaces is what's drawing people back to them. You can build a really cool theater now. There's nothing wrong with that either. But you can't build these spaces, the history that's in them, and the kind of mystical vibe that is there. It's impossible to replicate it.
Let's talk about the history of this place. It started in 1877 as an opera house. Do you know anything about what it looked like then?
Well, actually, it started out as a mortuary service.
Really?
Apparently building coffins and things like that. Then it became an opera house. But there are not a whole lot of images of the building. I'm currently culling through all of that material to find the best things that I can.
Then there was W. Scott Dunn. He was responsible for the Texas Theater in Oak Cliff and for the Fine Arts in Denton and several others around the state. How does the Fine Arts compare to those?
Part of the thing that's interesting about these theaters when you kind of dig around into that culture is that being different and looking different was a huge part of the marketing scheme. The one in Denton, the Fine Arts Theater, is, I would consider it kind of minimalist. They're not as common to see those, so it's pretty cool.
So Martin, talk a little bit about how you came into this project.
I've been a resident of Denton since on and off since 1976. I actually went and saw Young Frankenstein in that movie, in that theater with my parents. And I lived on the square for almost 20 years in two different buildings. So I would constantly see that theater outside and lament its lack of use as a theater. And so my connection to it is serious. It's been an ongoing conversation that Jason and I have had for a long time. And when the possibility of his group being a part of that theater and seeing it revived was being seriously talked about, it's something I couldn't ignore.
Jason, you are part of the team that reopened the Texas Theater in Oak Cliff.
Mm-hmm.
How will the Fine Arts Theater and what gets programmed there differ from the Texas Theater and what happens there?
It's really great for small distributors and filmmakers that we can now play them in two different places that are 40 miles roughly apart. That's a huge advantage for the independent filmmaking community. At the same time, the young people and the filmmakers and the active people that are involved in the community there are going to use the theater for their own purposes, and I have no way to predict that.
What would an average week at this theater look like?
I would imagine maybe on Saturday night, an industrial band playing music to a Italian horror film. On Sunday, an African-American church renting the space and using it. On Monday, an experimental animation group having meetings. On Tuesday, exchange students from India screening a Bollywood film. On Wednesday, a country and western band from Sanger playing.
It sounds more like a community center than a movie theater.
Well, the key to that is exactly that. Like anyone that's worried about what we're programming, there's not a chance we're not going to bump into something you like. It just is the way it works.
It'll take about 2 years to renovate the theater. Have you already started thinking about opening night?
Well, we kind of have an idea about revisiting the past, the very first movie that that premiered there in 1935, which is We're in the Money. It's a comedy.
Martin looked it up and they had a kind of harvest festival in front of the theater that I think would be appropriate if we can convince the city to let us close down the square for a night.
And you know, this is all working ideas. It'll probably get much more elaborate, I think.
Van Halen is going to reform.
Yes, fireworks, live horses running around the square.
Martin Isles, Jason Reimer, thank you so much.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks.